We're back on Sip Northwest Live, Radio Northwest Network. I'm Brian Bushlack. Hey, glad you could join us wherever you may be across the region. And we're counting down not only to a holiday weekend next weekend, but the Oregon Wine Experience takes place August 21st through the 27th in historic Jacksonville. As a native Oregonian from rural Oregon, I am so proud of our friends in Southern Oregon to see the growth in the industry over the past decade. And now Southern Oregon sets the stage for the entire Oregon industry with the Oregon Wine Experience. This is a week-long celebration, not only of Southern Oregon, but the entire state, and you can get your tickets. There are a few left at theoregonwineexperience.com. Such a great benefit for the Asante Foundation and the Children's Miracle Network. And I caught up with one of our good friends in Southern Oregon, a board member at Asante, Scott Lewis. Many of you know Scott from his broadcasting days in Southern Oregon, the Medford area, and now he's in real estate on the Asante board and helping make a big impact with this event, a big preview event recently. And I caught up with Scott to talk about that and the growth in Southern Oregon, the industry. It's just phenomenal.
It is phenomenal. And actually, the U.S. Census Bureau has said that Medford specifically, just to identify one, is expected to increase population 50% in the next 20 years. And what happens is we have a quality of life, we have phenomenal weather, and people are catching on that we've got a good thing going here. The joke is if we hit both red lights on the way to work, it's really annoying, and yet we have flush toilets and electricity.
And great wine, too, right?
Yeah, exactly. No, we have weather, and the climate is super amazing. One of the surprises for people is the number one varietal produced in Southern Oregon is Pinot Noir. People think of Southern Oregon as being really super hot, and it turns out we're able to produce a lot of wines that are then shipped up to the Willamette Valley. They can then press them and label them as Oregon Pinot Noir. They don't have to specify that it's Southern Oregon. But what's really neat is our climate has so much diversity, so much variety, that we can grow cool climate grapes to the really, really hot stuff and everything in between. We have a lot of microclimates here and AVAs as well.
And previewing the Oregon Wine Experience, what's pretty cool here is what Asante's involvement in this has really taken not only the event, of course, but Southern Oregon wine to another level.
Absolutely. The World of Wine was the original concept more than 10 years ago. They wanted to just highlight that we're actually doing good work here. People knew Napa and Sonoma, and they knew the Willamette Valley. One of the wineries in Southern Oregon has a label called Flyover Red, and the idea was that people were flying over, literally, really good vineyards, and now people are catching on, and that we're producing really good products. We have over 200 wineries, 200 vineyards and 100 wineries, and what I like is that we don't have to drink the bad stuff just because it's local. We can be choosy, and we've got a lot to choose from.
You've got award-winning wineries right in your backyard now.
Yeah, big time. I mean, from Douglas County, Josephine County, Jackson County, we've got a lot of really, really good, legitimately good wines. And it's fun because when I travel, I will take some of the local stuff, and people will go, oh, that's... It's like, yeah, not just good for Southern Oregon, but good on any scale.
It seems to me, too, in traveling down here over the last decade, that you know, you get good wine, and then the cuisine follows. And that's, I see that happening here as well.
One of the nice combinations, absolutely. I think that's totally true. And it's funny because local restaurants, rather than bragging about the farm-to-table thing, they don't even talk about it because it's expected. It happens. It's real. There's a restaurant in Ashland that has one-mile eggs and one-mile burgers because their source is a mile from the restaurant. So that really happens. Because of the theater scene and the rafting and all the activities that attract people here, we are the darling of bigger cities, you know, San Francisco, New York even, and L.A., and so the quality of our restaurants has increased, which is really good news for those of us who live here year-round.
Scott Lewis is on the board of the Asante Foundation, and I know for you, being here now 30 years, it's pretty cool to see what's happening because there's always resistance to change and growth from a certain sector out there, but really I feel like all my friends in Southern Oregon and Jacksonville and Medford and Ashland are really embracing this because they've known the secret all these years, and now a lot of other people are kind of onto that, right?
Right. When I moved here, it was all about timber. little bit of tourism, but as the timber industry has decreased, and it's kind of great because we still have a lot of agriculture, a lot of pear orchards, but some of those orchards are actually at the end of their natural life. And so the trees are being ripped up because if they become diseased, they can infect the healthy trees, and they're planting grapes. They use less water. The soils are good. The water is available. We've got good sunshine, and I call this home. I love Oregon, but Southern Oregon, I've lived here longer than anywhere else. And as much as I like to travel, my wife and I are always happy to come back here.
Well, you'll be glad you're not in Portland because the traffic there is a disaster. It's almost as bad as Seattle now, which is saying a lot where I beckon from. Yeah. To come down here, and I call my friend and say, the plane's running a little late. My gosh, what's it? He's like, dude, it's like 15 minutes and you're in Jacksonville. I'm like, oh, okay, good. It's very refreshing, and you can take it down not only one notch, probably like three notches, and just chill out, right?
Right. When I meet people who are moving here from other areas and they're spending crazy amounts of time in their commute, we don't do it. I live now in Medford. I work in Ashland, Jacksonville, Medford. To me, I live in the Rogue Valley, and it's about 15 minutes to get anywhere at any time.
And that includes to some great wineries.
Oh, my goodness, yeah, I passed several literally on my way to work.
How do you get any work done?
Very selective, but sometimes I have to have a client meeting at the tasting room. That works out, you know, a double end on that one.
That's Scott Lewis on the Asante Foundation board, counting down to the Oregon Wine Experience coming up in August, the 21st through the 27th. What a great opportunity. If you haven't been to Southern Oregon in some time, or if you're just a big fan like I am, I'll be there. Hope to see you there. Pick up your tickets. So many opportunities. If you can't spend the entire week or weekend there, maybe pop in for a day. A quick flight to Medford on Alaska Airlines from Seattle or Portland. Again, tickets at theoregonwineexperience.com. And such a great cause, the Children's Miracle Network, Asante Foundation, so many of our friends in Southern Oregon showcasing the entire Oregon industry. And I will tell you what, if you have not been to Southern Oregon in a while, it is time to revisit some amazing wineries there, including the Pacific Northwest Winery of the Year, Russell Rock, and the Oregon Winery of the Year, hails from sunny Southern Oregon. We'll reintroduce you to them when we come back on Sip Northwest Live.